is KD2AIT, net control for the Black Earth Rally Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, mobile, or battery power stations wishing to check in?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot, mobile, southbound 12. Good evening, Jeff.
KD2DXF, I know we've talked before, and I'm up here at camp without any list in front of me here, so I'm trying to remember. Is it Dennis? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
No, you're close. I'm sorry, it's Matthew. And I just got done up in the forge, and I'm currently on Route 12, southbound, coming up on Campbell Steiner.
Roger, okay. Yeah, we know where you are. So are you up for the weekend, enjoying yourself there, or are you still, hanging out?
No, I go up usually once a week, visit family, usually on my days off. And, next week I go on vacation, so I'm going to be taking my camper and, thinking of going somewhere up towards the inlet area for the camp for a few days. I haven't quite decided where I'm going to go yet.
Well, you can take your time and figure it out, and I'm sure it'll be a good one. And we only got another month of this summer, this thing called summer left. Enjoy it while you got it. All right, you got anything else to add tonight before we call the regular check-ins?
Shorter call of summer, I'd call it rain season. Seems like that's all we've had. And now that's it, I'll turn it back over to that. The KD2DXF mobile.
Okay, Matt, thanks for checking in, and good luck with your vacation there next week, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2Zetters, and hello, Jeff.
KC2WI, I'm on the phone, but I'll get back to you.
KC2NBU.
KD2DFD.
The last call there, that's Dennis, isn't it?
KD2DFT, that's Pete.
Pete. I don't know why everybody sounds like Dennis to me. All right. Thanks, Pete. All right, we'll start here at the top of the list. KD2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Jeff, and everybody aboard. I heard Matt there from Utica, and Ray, and Pete, and whoever else is listening on the side. Nothing too special today. We had a little rain. We had about 1,500 overnight, and we've got about 3/10 this afternoon, a very fast-moving front that some thunder. I didn't see any lightning, but there was some heavy thunder with it. But it was fast-moving, and that was it. We had a lot of sunshine today. And right now we're at 66 degrees. And hope you're enjoying yourself up the camp there. So you never mentioned anybody with you. Apparently that's your private hideout, I gather. 7-3s all around. KA2RZ.
Yeah, my little private getaway. At least I try to keep it that way. But yeah. Alright, yeah, we've seen some rain here too today. It was quite a bit. I don't have a rain gauge up here, but it lasted for about 2 or 3 hours up here, so it filled up the rain barrel almost halfway, so it was quite a bit. Alright, Jack, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. We'll probably see you somewhere in Octet tonight. Alright, KC2WI, you still on the phone? Okay, we'll go to KC2MBU, and we'll come back to KC2WI minute after a couple check-ins here.
What's going on, Ray?
Came back today. I didn't really get a lot of work done. I got work done, but not business work. I scrubbed the deck and got rid of a lot of the moss, I don't know, you know, green slime. That was a pretty good job. And, you know, other things like that, cut the grass, fixed this, did that. But I didn't have a lot of, hanging customer work. And my best intentions at doing some other things just, I kind of took a break from computers, I guess. I just, you know, looked at the things and said, you know. Even when it was raining, I had other things to do, and then it was nice, I was out. So, that was kind of nice. I spent an extra day up there because I found out one of my friends from my high school days was back from Maryland for a few days. And we were going to go water skiing, but we fiddled with his boat, never could get it running right instead. And stuff like that. So, that was the last week. Went through a heck of a rainstorm on the way back down Route 8, across 365 and up through and Forestport and that. And by the time I got to Boonville about, 2 o'clock, something like that, 3 o'clock, I don't know what time it was. It had stopped and the sun kind of came out and I did some work in Boonville for the village, and went to the farmer's market and stopped at the store and I did the computer thing last, and then stopped at Mercer's and got back in the car, and there was raindrops on the window and it rained like crazy. And but by the time I got back to Glenfield, it had stopped, and I didn't have to take stuff out of the car in the rain, so that worked out pretty good. Other than that, I don't know, not too much news. If it isn't raining too hard, I guess I'll go to the big snowmobile, vintage snowmobile show in Boonville on Saturday, and then we have a 10K run in Lake Pleasant on Sunday, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, it sounds like you've been keeping busy as usual.
We had a pretty long rain here today. Maybe it was just my spot up here in the up here in Herkimer County. It just seemed like everything kind of funneled right into it today. But that's all right. We had some nice weather up here this week, so I'm not complaining. One day, you know, rain out of it all is really not that big of a deal. And, it did get cool last night here, though. Then it warmed up, and sometime in the middle of the night, the humidity came in and warmed it up. I lit a fire in the wood stove last night because it was just getting too chilly to sleep comfortable. But, all right, Pete. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on?
Well, we got 66 degrees up on the hill here. Bought one car out in Rochester today, and high bidder on it. 6 weeks in a row, they finally cut it loose. Well, we got a lot of rain today. I haven't seen it so wet out back ever in a July or August. It looks like April. We got standing water.
Roger. Well, it was a quick rain, that rain when it came. It came down heavy, fast. So, didn't really give the ground much time to soak it up. At least I know it didn't here. Brought the stream and everything right up after that. All right, well, I remember you telling me about that car there last week sometime. And glad to see you hung in there and got it. So I hope it was worth it. Anything else going on?
Nope. We just had everything closed up and kind of sit down and relax, see if there's anything in the tube.
All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2, DFD, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, everybody. For everybody on the regular net, I'm starting to get to know everybody. Up at camp again. I spoke to Pete on the way up on my mobile, and he said to check out the Lowville repeater net at 8 o'clock, and I did try it, but I don't know if I have the right PL in my truck, or I just couldn't make it. I've got 50 watts, and it's a commercial radio, so I can't change the PL without having a computer available. My other radio's at home. And just up at camp, we're going to try to drill a well. I've got a machine that does some horizontal boring, and I'm going to try to do a vertical shallow well about 40, 50 feet for myself and my neighbor for his horses. So that's my my weekend plans. Again, everybody, enjoy the week and enjoy the rain and the sunshine in between, and we'll see you tomorrow night, I guess.
Okay, Pete. Well, good luck on the drilling there. I'd be interested to hear how that turns out. I've been working on getting a makeshift shower up here at camp, and then we use a combination of rain barrel and river water here to get up enough water into a tank to get some pressure. And I got between that and just a regular sump pump here I have in the one tank. It'll get enough water pressure to take a very cold shower. But it was a fun project while it lasted, and I got to see if I can figure out a way to get a little more pressure, and then I'll worry about get one of those little propane tankless water heaters. You see them, they sell there for camping, and get something like that set up, and I think it'll finally be ready to go. But good luck. The water projects are always seems to always give me the most trouble, so maybe you'll have better luck. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's myself. I got up this morning, and it was, got poking around here at camp, and it started to rain, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained. So finally, I just laid back down. I took a nap for a couple hours. There wasn't much else to do up here, so once the rain stopped, took a trip into town to get some stuff, and got back here, got I guess you would call it yard work done. I got a bunch of weed whacking and stuff done around here. Today was the day I didn't want to have to do a lot of big, heavy projects, so I just kind of took it easy. And then played with the shower a little bit and got that working. And like I said, took a cold one. And I got to figure out a way to get a bigger and better pump into that tank. And I do have an old well pump. It's not that old. A few years old that's down in my well at the house, but we got village water now, so the well's not even hooked up anymore. I'm not sure if there's a way I could use that or not. I'm guessing that's probably running on 220, though, so if that's the case, that won't be any use. I'll have to look for a better, either a 12-volt pump or something else I can get that'll run on 110. So that's about it up here. So this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return to the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank KD2DXF and Matt there, and Jack, Pete, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome.
stations coming out, please.
Sis. KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2MBU, good evening. No traffic.
Okay, couple familiar voices. KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. KC2NBU, all right. Thank you both for checking in. Appreciate it. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, thank you both for checking in. Appreciate it. 7-3s, have a good day. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.